From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to deliver a major address on the Iran nuclear deal. The president is expected to deliver a major address Wednesday at American University, urging congressional approval of the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran to limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Congress has 60 days to review the pact. Mr. Obama is expected to call the decision by lawmakers the most consequential foreign policy debate since the decision to go to war in Iraq. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president, as you've heard him say, will make clear that he believes that this effort to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon isn't just in the best interest of the United States, and it is. The president believes that is in the national security interest of our closest ally in the region, Israel, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy.
Meanwhile, reports indicate the Republican-led Congress will vote on rejecting the nuclear agreement when it reconvenes in September. The World Health Organization says Guinea and Sierra Leone each recorded just a single case of Ebola in the past week. Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward suggests the year-end goal of ending the epidemic is now within reach.
We have gone over the last 4 weeks from 30 cases to 25 to 7, and in the last week, 2 cases. That progress is real. The biggest risk now is unrealistic expectations. There are people thinking, oh, great, it's gone from 30 to 25 to 7 to 2. It will go to 0, to 1 and 0. It won't.
Aylward says tight surveillance and tracing contacts of infected people remain crucial, especially during the month's rainy season. The deadly virus has claimed more than 11,200 lives in the past 18 months. This is VOA News. The European Union and U.S. Tuesday urged Turkey to show restraint in its intense air bombardment against Kurdish PKK rebels. The EU Enlargement Commissioner said the Turkish response must be proportionate, targeted, and by no means endanger the democratic political dialogue. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday called on the PKK to renounce violence and re-engage in talks with Ankara.
We've been very clear publicly in our statements. You know, we want to see, really, the PKK to cease its attacks on Turkish military and Turkish police. Mm-hmm. And then through that, we hope to see a de-escalation of the violence.
Turkish security sources said Kurdish rebels blew up a military vehicle Tuesday in southeast Turkey, killing 2 soldiers and a guard. Greek finance minister Euclid Tsakalotos Tuesday expressed confidence Athens and its international creditors will reach an agreement on a multi-billion-dollar euro bailout ahead of an August 20 deadline when a huge debt payment is owed the European Central Bank. The bailout is believed to be worth nearly $95 billion. Israeli security agents arrested 2 more people Tuesday as part of a crackdown on Jewish extremists following an arson attack that killed a Palestinian youngster last week and left other family members burned. They're all suspected of ties to other violent crimes. President Obama meeting at the White House Tuesday with visiting UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the world may have to come up with a different plan for South Sudan if the country's feuding leaders fail to meet an August 17 deadline for a peace deal.
Our goal now is to make sure that by August 17th, there's an agreement for them to stop the bloodshed and to move forward in an inclusive government. If they miss that target, that I think it's our view that it's going to be necessary for us to move forward with a different plan and recognize that those leaders are incapable of creating the peace that is required.
South Sudanese leaders could face sanctions, including an arms embargo and travel ban, if they miss that date. Several airlines have announced a ban on the transport of big game trophies following the controversy involving at least 2 Americans and the killing of lions in Zimbabwe. Air Canada has joined U.S. carriers Delta and American in banning parts of elephants, lions, leopards, rhinos, and water buffalo. Other carriers refusing such cargo service reportedly include Qantas, Air France, Emirates, and Lufthansa. The widow of former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung is making a rare visit to North Korea to help improve chronically strained relations. Lee Hee-ho and her 18-member delegation arrived in Pyongyang Wednesday for the 4-day visit. The 92-year-old former First Lady is being billed as a humanitarian effort. There's speculation she may meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Russia has submitted a claim to the UN for 1.2 million square kilometers of Arctic sea shelf, extending more than 650 kilometers from its shore. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.